Politicians say many Vermont voters are disillusioned with how much money pours into politics. House Speaker Shep Smith says his constituents' concerns have largely revolved around super PACs, which aim to control the message in campaigns.
Unlimited sums of money can be put into a super PAC by one person and labeled something that doesn't identify the person, and that's a real problem.
To address that, the bill approved in the House proposes a $5,000 limit on individual donations to super PACs. Smith says that would undermine big campaign contributions.
Money is less important than just going out and knocking on doors, and that individual contact means a whole lot more than how much money you can spend on the race.
The U.S. Supreme Court case Citizens United effectively said if you've got money to spend, that's a form of free speech, and you should be allowed to spend it as you like. Secretary of State Jim Condo says finding out who writes checks to the super PACs is more important than capping donations.
The most important part of this whole campaign finances is transparency and disclosure so that Vermonters know where the money's coming from and how it's being spent.
Proponents say the bill might be a way to dispute the Supreme Court Citizens United decision, even though much larger states have decided against such a challenge. Barry Representative Tom Koch warned his colleagues that a constitutional challenge is difficult to defend.
We are assured that a court challenge to this provision will be filed, and a loss by the state of Vermont will result in payment of loser fees, probably in excess of $5 million. I think we have better uses for the taxpayers' money.
Still, Governor Peter Shumlin is joining Democratic leadership in supporting the campaign finance bill, although he's also concerned about a legal challenge.
We've got to do what's right for Vermont that keeps our democracy free of big corporate money where it is spent with extraordinary freedom and where we don't know where the money came from, who's donating it, or who the message is coming from.
Shumlin says it's a brave new world for political spending, and Vermont has a unique opportunity to lead the way. For VPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Montpelier.